Thornton Bobwick TV campus calls Article 2 Inside Impeachment. It's a great way to catch up on the impeachment investigation at the holiday destination. Speaking of that, we wish you a very happy.
Did you not miss her? Hear what I said, sir? Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo. Yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No. I said, yeah.
I said, yeah.
What they say?
Pastor Cameron with the Clarendon Connection, and I am in Pengate in Rovinhall, that's in Clarendon. It's a fairly new development, but Clarendon continues to march on. Jamaica continue to trust in the true and living God, as we say, Eternal Father, bless our land. Guard us with thy mighty hand. Keep us free from evil powers. Be our light through countless hours. To our leaders, great defender, grant you wisdom from above. Justice should be yours forever. Jamaica, land we love. Wherever you are, we continue to trust in the true and living God as we continue to highlight our parish. Because in spite of some of the negatives that do happen in our parish, we must Also, I like the positive. It is a clarinet that produced the opening song, 54-46, a man from a clarinet by the name of Toots. And she will tell you that was when he was locked up for marijuana. And his number was 54-46. In today's Jamaica, if you have up to 2 ounces of marijuana, you cannot be locked up. Time has changed and our country continues to grow. But Toots also have some other hits. The man who hailed from Clarendon, Maypen. It is said that his first hit was a song named Hallelujah. You remember Toots also did a song that talks about the books of the Bible, Genesis and Exodus, Leviticus and Numbers, Deuteronomy and Joshua. So he understand that Toots start singing in church. Until now, we refer to him as a living legend. Man who hailed from Clarendon. Clarendon also has the famous Rio Minnow. Rio Minnow was named by the Spaniard, meaning river of gold. So they name it Rio Minnow. Clarendon also has the largest ear base that is unused in the Western Hemisphere. It is known as the Vernon Field ear base. And then we have the Milk River. If you come to Clarendon, you should experience the Milk River. Milk River Bath. One of the best mineral baths you have in the island of Jamaica. And then every 6th of August, we have our Denby Agricultural Showground, where all the agricultural products from all over Jamaica are on display. It is said that the Denby Agricultural Showground is one of the largest show of its kind in the entire English speaking Caribbean. So Clarendon continues to stand out. Clarendon continues to be a beacon. And we are proud, because this is a parish that producer Barrington Levy lives in Carty Hill in Clarendon. Barrington Levy has so many hits, like Black Roses in My Garden. And in Barrington Levy now runs a radio station, his own radio station, 88.9. It is called Roses FM, and it is going places. It's good to see sons of the soil putting back their time and their resources and their talent back into their parish, into the country of their birth. We still say Jamaica land we love. So many things that our parish has continued to impact nations and the world at large. Not just through music. It is a clarion that produces a Faye Ellington, renowned radio and TV personality. She was born in Smithville in Clarendon. Veteran broadcaster, and only Faye Ellington, but also Paula Ann Porter. In sports, it is a Clarendon that produces a Rudolph Austin. He was captain of the Reggae Boys. In cricket, we have Chris Santokyo. It is a Clarendon that produced a captain, Horace Burrell. The man who was at the helm of the Reggae Boys in 1998, when we impacted the world in France. The first English-speaking Caribbean country to enter in a FIFA World Cup final. 2019, we impact the world again in FIFA, but this time it was the women. We're all reggae girls. Went back to France and played in the FIFA World Cup final. This is the Clarendon Connection. As we continue to divulge in the history of our country and our parish, because knowledge is power. So wherever you are, we thank you for tuning in today. Clarendon Connection. And this Wednesday evening, I'm coming to you from the community of Roden Hall, in a little district called Pengate. Pengate is a new development in Roden Hall. The issue of Pengate is that and the early settlers had horses, and they were trading them. The horses would be brought to Pengate. I was walking with a gentleman yesterday, and he showed me the very spot where all the horses used to gather at a gate. And they were put in a pen, and traders would come and sell horses and buy horses. We are in Pengate in Roden Hall. It is the same Roden Hall that produces an attorney at law by the name of J.A.G. Smith. Someone said to me his mother was here. So we are getting the history of our parish, and we are proud. Because Clarendon has a rich history. It is Clarendon that Davina Bennett, Miss Universe 2017, Miss Jamaica Universe 2017, she struck the world stage and became second runner-up. And we are proud of Davina Bennett. She is a Caledonian. How about politician and educator, Mr. Birchell Whiteman, renowned politician for the People's National Party, and he is now the head of the, he was once the head of the University of Technology. He was also the head of Brownstown Community College. He's a well-known educator. Mr. Birchell Whiteman was born in Clarendon. Economist Dr. Paul Chen Young, who started the Eagle Group of companies in Jamaica way back in the 80s. Renowned economist. He was born in Clarendon. Percy Junior, Ernest Wilson, so many Caledonians. Good night, Canada. You're saying Pengate is not new. you're born in Pengate. I guess the development is new. Pengate was there run for a long time, but Pengate has the new set of houses in road and all. I'm coming to you from Pengate. But we're glad to know that you're listening to the Rise and Shine. Good evening, Cayman. How are you doing? Are you hearing it loud and clear? Japan. This is the Rise and this is the Clarendon Connection with your host, Pastor Rowan. And I'm talking about the history of Clarendon and tonight's show. Because our parish is a very rich history. The name the show the Clarendon Connection. The first bauxite company that started in Jamaica was started in 1960, and it was started in Clarendon, Damalcoa. Clarendon has produced other greats like Eddie Fitzroy, renowned singer and an accountant. He worked at JBC for many, many years. One of his well-known hits was a song by the name of Princess Black. He sang it in tribute to all black women. Then he did another song called The Gun. So the gun is a dangerous weapon. He said the gun is a wicked invention. He died last year. Another great Clarendonian was a lady by the name of Millie Small. And she did that which became the first national hip island record. And of course, you know, Island Record is run by Chris Blackwell. It's the same Island Record that took on the lights of Bob Marley and the Wailers. Put sign to them for a time, too. But of course, you know, Peter Tosh and the Wailers, Bonnie Wailer and Bob Marley, they split up because they felt that they were not treated right by Chris Blackwell. We have Olive Lewin, she's a Clarendonian. Freddie McGregor. Denroy Morgan. That's the man who is the father for the group Morgan's Heritage. And just Denroy Morgan who had this major hit international that says, I'll do anything for you. So this is the Clarendon Connection. Studio will take a break and then we come right back as we talk about other greats from our parish and speak about more about the history of our parish. So take it away, Studio. This is the Clarendon Connection with your host, Pastor Cameron. And we're coming to you live from Pengate in Road and All. And we'll be here when Studio come back to us. Take it away, Studio. God bless. Studio. All right, we just continue with the show as we continue to speak about the history of our parish. There's so much here. And our parish, Clarendon. In the center of our island is the Bullet Mountain. Bullet Mountain is over 2,000 feet above sea level. So from the north to the center. So that's from Discovery Bay to the center, you would get Bullet Mountain. If you come from the south, that's in Rocky Point, to the center, you get Bullet Mountain. If you come from the west, that's in Negril Point, to the center, you will get Bullet Mountain. And if you come from the east, that's in Maroon Point, to the center, you would get Bullet Mountain. So geographically, Bullet Mountain is in the center of Jamaica. And Bullet Mountain is in the parish of Clarendon. Well-known agriculturist A.C. MacDonald he was advisor to Prime Minister Michael Manley way back in the 70s. He has done extensive research in agriculture. He was educated at Carmel University. And one of his findings was that the soil in Northern Clarendon, the soil in Northern Clarendon is one of the best in Jamaica for agricultural purposes. So long before, incidentally, St. Elizabeth now is known as the breadbasket of Jamaica. But long before St. Elizabeth was called the breadbasket of Jamaica, the first breadbasket of Jamaica was Clarendon. A.C. McDonald said, the soil in Northern Clarendon, anything you plant in it, it will grow abundantly. And it has been proven. Right now in the northern section, 90% of our vegetables are produced in this region, the northern section of Clarendon. In the 17th century and 18th century, most of the sugar was produced in Clarendon. When the English captured Jamaica in 1655, they were under the leadership of Henry Morgan. And the parish that they chose to settle down, the English settlers chose to settle down, was Clarendon. And the governor at the time and their leader, Henry Morgan, he chose Clarendon to make his home. So that is why when you go down the hill, past Circle Pond, past Brandon Hill, past Janice Hill, past Kearney's Ridge, go down Shaken, past Friendship, you come to a district by the name of Morgan's Pass. That is the home of the governor of Jamaica at the time, in the 17th century. Sir Henry Morgan. And this is the parish that the English settlers choose to settle in Clarendon. A slavery hospital is in Clarendon. This is another place called Clock House. And it is said that when the slaves get injured down on the plantation in Veer and Sutton and all those places, their English owners would send them up to the slavery hospital that is at Clock House. They said that the atmosphere that they breathe in these parts would help to make them heal quicker. And you have this slavery hospital in Clock House. They call it Clock House. It's a place that I know very well. It has Georgian architecture. And some of the ruins are still standing, overgrown with a lot of trees. Those places should be renovated and turned into heritage sites. There's also an aqueduct that brings the water from the Kellett River up to the hospital. It's a rich issue. When you walk on that place, you see some stones You see some stones that are carved by slaves. With great precision, and those slaves never have any right angles or whatever tools masons use. But they are there, you can see them. We have to find a way to unearth these artifacts. There are walls at Clackhouse that are cemented together from the 17th century until today. And I know those times there was no cement, but the slaves managed to fasten them together, and they're still holding. We need to find a way to unearth those. Clarendon has many rivers. I said before, Rio Mina, the Pindas River, the Cave River, and the Thomas River. It is a Clarendon that produces a Herb McKinley. When I was growing up, I thought Herb McKinley was a Kingstonian. Because every time you hear Herb McKinley name, it is associated with Calabar. But after researching, so doing a lot of research, I found out that Herb McKinley was born in Pleasant Valley in Clarendon. We are so proud of him. Herb McKinley was born July 10, 1922. In Clarendon. So long before Usain Bolt did his exploits in Beijing, it was started way back in 1948. In England, at the Summer Olympics in London, Herb McKinley and Arthur Wint, those men, they put Jamaica on the world stage. And it did not stop there. You went back to 1952. In Helsinki. Herb McKinley again was in the finals, medaling. Along with George Roden, and out of wind and all in mass. So indeed we are in truly proud of all these great men. And the list continues. You could speak of Carleen Davis, well-known singer who started out singing secular music, but now she sings for Jesus. One of her songs says, "This island needs Jesus." Carleen Davis hails from the district of Kearney's Ridge. She was there. What about Freddie McGregor? The man with the big ship sailing on the ocean. The man who says, "I just don't want to be lonely." And the man who sings, "I was born a winner." And he still believes in prophecy. That's a big ship man, Mr. Freddie McGregor. What about the man who hailed from the Scat era? A man known as Derek Morgan. He and the Scatterlights, they took Scat to the world. Because, you know, out of Scat came rock steady. And then reggae came from that. So as we continue to look at the history of our great parish, there's a place in England known as Clarendon. In fact, it is documented that the Oxford printing press, which was the dictionary, it is at one Clarendon place. My desire is to visit that place very soon. Yes, to visit Clarendon Place in England. How did Maypen got his name? Maypen got his name from his owner, a man by the name of Reverend William May. So that's how Maypen got his name. How did Chapelton get his name? Chapelton was known as the town of Chapel. So instead of they saying Chapelton, they just call it Chapelton. And as you drive through Chapelton, you would see the big church on the right hand side. It was known as the town of Chapel. Also, the great African warrior, Kodjo, who took pleasure in fighting the English. Colonialists. Both Kodjo and Nani, they fought. That is why today we can boast in our history. It was the blood that had been shed by this great man, Kodjo, who, when you drive through Chapelton in front of the police station, you will see the bust of Kodjo, an half statue of Kodjo in Chapelton. Because Kodjo used the Bullet Mountain as a lookout to attack the English colonialists. Because Clarendon is a strategic place. If you the Spaniard use it from in St. Anne, and they would go down to Prejo, go down to Pindus Valley to get to Port Escoville. So in the trading business in the 16th, 17th, and 18th century, Clarendon was a played a pivotal role when they say sugar and rum was king. And don't care how much England is rejoicing today, they are rejoicing on the blood, sweat and tears of our African ancestors. We demand justice. They are basking in glory today. The United Kingdom. But from 1655 until 1962, they sucked the blood of our forebears. Slaves, raped and beaten and hung, treated like adults. While Queen of England and the Dominion of Art expand globally, we were shot and pinned, and some died like hogs. But in 1962, the Union Jack came down and up went the black, green, and gold. And every Jamaican stood at attention in 1962. As we sang, "Eternal Father, bless our land. Guard us with thy mighty hand. Keep us free from evil powers. Be our light through countless hours. So lead us, great defender. Grant true wisdom from above. Justice, truth be also ever. Jamaica, land we love." We need to remove the Queen of England permanently as our head of state. We do not have, there's no need to have the Queen as the head of state for Jamaica. She should not have the final decision. We are capable of governing ourselves. And for too long, we have been calling for the removal of it. And don't you know that some things won't progress unless you remove the head? The head can be a blockage sometimes. And I believe it's full time. I have heard this line already. Full time. It's full time. It's more than full time. Remove the Queen. There's no need for her to remain as our head of state. This is a Clarendon Connection. I am your host, Pastor Cameron. And I just continue to trust in the true and living God. It was David who said in the psalm, "Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me. The presence of my enemies, thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." We trust in our Maker. His name is Jesus. He cannot fail. And that is why the Philippians, wherefore God has exalted him and given him a name above every name, the name of Jesus. Everything above the earth and beneath the earth. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherever you are, this is the Clarendon Connection with the host, Pastor Cameron. Clarendon has impacted the world through another great man. He was born the 15th of September, 1889. James Hill Clarendon. His name is Festus Claudius Claude McKay. He was born September 15, 1889, and he died May 22, 1948. He had won so many awards, including the Armand Gold Award. And he said that Claude McKay was responsible for the Harlem Renaissance. So we brought in writers and musicians together to come to Harlem. And this happened in the 1920s. They said that his poem challenged culture. And he also wrote tales about the trials and tribulation of life as a black man in both Jamaica and America. It is a Claude McKay that writings that influenced a Marcus Garvey, who then influenced a Barack Obama, who influenced a Malcolm X. Because the writing of this great man . One of his famous poems was, "If We Must Die." And this was written in 1919. And it was published in the July issue of the Liberator. It is said that Claude McKay wrote this poem as a response to a mob attack by a white American upon African American communities during Red summer. And if you switch over to 2019, we see where on the news is these same attacks are taking place. So the question should be asked, as America changes, as it changes, African Americans are still under attack. Don Lemon, the news anchor on CNN, was referred to as dumb by the President of the United States of America, because he spent 1 hour interviewing LeBron James. We say the words of God, emancipate itself from mental slavery. None self can free a man. The same words that Bob Marley put to a song. But I must share with you the famous poem by Claude McKay. It says, if we must die, let it not be like hogs hunted and penned in any glorious spot, while around us bark the mad and hungry dogs, making their mark at our accursed lot. If we must die, oh, let us nobly die, so that our precious blood may not be shed in vain. Then even the monster we defy shall be constrained to honor us, though dead. Oh, kingsman, we must meet the common foe. Truth, though far outnumbered, let us show brave, let us show us brave. And for their thousand blow, deal one death blow. For though before us lies the hope and grave, like men we'll face the murderous cowardly pack. Pressed to the wall, dying, but fighting back. So this was the words of the famous Caledonian, Claude McKay. It is said that when Winston Churchill addressed the United States Congress, these were the words that he used from Claude McKay. And he was able to overcome the attack of the Nazis. He gave them the death blow, as was written by the man Claude McKay. And today, men like Adolf Hitler are no more around. And all his followers will go down like him. Because I hear the writer say, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. This is the kind of connection And this is Pastor Rowan Cameron signing out for another week as we continue to trust in our Maker. We will always be fighting, because the good Lord encourages us through his word. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Because we know through our Master Jesus Christ, we will always be victorious. And the King of Glory is looking at the injustice and the racism that is meted out to our people. But here Daniel says, the people that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploit. We will never give up. We will never throw in the towel. We will stand and declare all hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem, be crowned Lord of all. Know him, King of kings, Lord of lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Because we know he's coming back with his hands full of reward to pay every man according as their work shall be. God bless your heart. Have a wonderful rest of the week. Have an enjoyable night as we continue to trust in the true and living God. His name is Jesus. Back to you, studio. See you next week on the Clarendon Connection. I am your host, Pastor Cameron.